Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Dangerous weather has been sweeping across the nation after nearly a dozen tornadoes tore through Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa. CBS's Omar Villafranco reports.
Larry Paul and three other family members rode out the EF3 tornado with wind speeds up to 165 miles per hour.
I didn't want to look outside. I didn't want to see the devastation.
Today, Governor Kevin Stitt toured the town of Shawnee, where storms tore down power lines, toppled trees, and flattened parts of the local high school.
The damage is unbelievable when you walk through there.
Oklahoma Baptist University is picking up the pieces after high winds blew through the campus Wednesday night.
At least three people were killed in Oklahoma. The Pentagon has pre-positioned a group of special forces troops ahead of a possible evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Sudan.
With the city of Khartoum looking more like a free fire zone than the capital of Africa's third largest country, the Pentagon moved special operations forces to a U.S. base in Djibouti, more than 700 miles away, for a possible rescue mission of Americans trapped in the city.
We want to make sure that we've got the capability ready in case it's needed.
Two rival generals are fighting for power, and both have troops armed with tanks, artillery, and anti-aircraft guns.
CBS's David Martin says the State Department has confirmed one American citizen has been killed. President Biden could be planning a video announcement on running for re-election as soon as next week. CBS's Nancy Cordes says things will change once the president officially becomes a candidate.
There are all kinds of federal election campaign rules that click into place, all kinds of rules that govern raising money for his re-election bid. That's why there's been so much back and forth between folks in Biden world about when exactly the right time is for him to jump into the race.
Tuesday marks 4 years since Biden announced his first run for the White House. Criminal charges have been dropped against actor Alec Baldwin for his role in a fatal movie set shooting. Charges still stand for the film's armorer.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who worked as the film's weapons supervisor, was also charged with involuntary manslaughter in the incident. Prosecutors did not immediately comment on the case.
I think what's changed is that there was going to be another proceeding in a few weeks. The case was progressing quickly, and different prosecutors actually took over this case, and we have to basically surmise that they didn't think they could prove this beyond a reasonable doubt to a juror.
At the time, Baldwin was pointing a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal when the weapon fired, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are two meetings in the listening area for Friday, April 21st. The Wood County unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at Rocktown Hall in Marshfield. In Adams County, the Building Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. Starting tomorrow night, the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point Music Department will present its opera workshop. The live radio show starts at 7:30 p.m. in Michelson Hall in the Noel Fine Arts Center in Stevens Point. Tickets are $17 each and are available at 715-346-4100, tickets.uwsp.edu, or at the Information and Tickets Office in the Dreyfus University Center. The performance is of three American operas, Gallantry, The Telephone, and The Old Maid and the Thief. They will have a second performance on Saturday, April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 35. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Mainly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And gullibility, we must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
It's a radio show. I am the other Devil's Advocate, Dominic. I am back from Europe, and I could not have planned my trip more perfect. Happy, happy, happy 420 to you. I don't care how you celebrate it. Make sure you celebrate it. Get out there and wish someone a happy 420. It is a glorious, glorious holiday. Crudy out on the road. It's 420, so what's he doing? I think he's down in Knuckleheads in Madison. Is that true? Crudy, welcome to the show, man. Good to be with you again, man.
Can you hear me now?
Is this thing on? It's Crudy, what's going on, man? A comeback for 420, and you're already down hanging out at the head shop. What are you doing, man?
We are down here at our fine sponsored Knuckleheads on State Street. You know, sort of a neighborly thing to do. It's 420. I figured we'd come down here. We'd check out the scene. They got a giveaway at 420, a you must be present to win sort of giveaway. And there's still a little time. If you're out there on the roads and you want to join us here, you can still get. I mean, it's a super cool vape machine, dude. Couple $100 value. They're giving one away to someone in this fine audience, perhaps a friend of the devil's, Dom. Someone down here at Knuckleheads is going to win at 420. So you're short on time. And we're going to meet one of the knuckleheads, Seth, the manager, today. But we'll get to Seth in a bit. I got to tell you, it is my understanding we're finally getting legalized marijuana in the state of Wisconsin under Republican leadership, right?
Oh, man, I don't know if I quite read the headline that way, Crudy, but Molly Beck does, you know, lighten the load a little bit here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As it reads, Speaker Robin Voss says GOP is building support for a medical marijuana bill. Building support, Crudy. Republicans who control the state legislature will be moving closer to creating a medical marijuana program in Wisconsin, an idea Democrats have long called for. Yeah, Democrats, independents, most of the people in the state of Wisconsin. A group of lawmakers is building support among the Assembly Republican caucus for the idea, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told the AP on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in January that his caucus, a long-standing hurdle to legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin, was pretty close to supporting a medical marijuana program. Voss said at the time discussions had just begun and the two houses were nowhere near the agreement yet. Like LeMahieu, Voss said he would only support a medical marijuana program aimed at treating chronic pain. Only medical and only for chronic pain. Does my brain hurts, Crudy, dealing with these Republicans. Does that count? Can I get my medical marijuana because I got to live in Wisconsin with these Republicans making my brain hurt? Voss also told the Journal Sentinel in January he would not support a pathway for legal recreational marijuana. Here's a quote, Crudy, from Voss. We're not Illinois. We're not California. We are not Colorado. We are a state that's at best purple, and purple is not legalization of recreational marijuana. I mean, tell us all the things we're not. We're not progressive. Of course we're not. We're not like 37 other states, Crudy, that have some sort of legalized marijuana, medicinal or recreational.
It'd be a lot cooler if we did.
You like know it. Voss in January suggested Evers' proposal to legalize recreational marijuana in his state budget could result in Republican lawmakers abandoning support for medical marijuana. Why would you abandon support because another guy wants to go further? Either you believe it or you don't. I mean, do you even believe it, Republicans? Evers, during his reelection campaign, said he would again propose legalizing marijuana in the upcoming budget, a plan that would require users to be 21 years old to purchase and is estimated to generate $166 million in revenue that Evers wants to use to help fund schools. And that's only from the devil's advocates crowd. 64% Crudy of Wisconsinites support legalizing marijuana for any use, according to October polling by the Marquette University Law School. More than 80% of Wisconsinites support the idea of medical marijuana, according to 2019 polling. 80%. And now, what's the headline? What are they saying here? We're pretty close. We're getting together. We're building support. You're building support, Republicans, for something that 80% of Wisconsinites want. I mean, how hard is that? I don't think it gets any lower hanging fruit than that. It's pretty low hanging buds, Crudy.
I hope they can garner a little support from our audience. I think we should do our part. I think we should call Robin Voss's office and tell him we're down. And unfortunately, you know, this legislative piece will not go far enough. You talk about chronic pain, Dom. You know, if you're dying of stage 4 cancer, you might get a pill form of cannabis or some liquid derivative, probably. You know, it's not how the vast majority of Wisconsinites and cannabis consumers would consume that cannabis, Dom. You know, most cannabis consumers, I guess I'm only speaking for Crudy, is flower. And it's the smoking of the flower. And I know many use edibles and many do other things, but, you know, not every form. If someone's got lung cancer, they're not going to be able to do flower and smoke it, right? So right. They may need some other remedy, but the relief comes almost instantly within 5 minutes from the smoking because it's absorbed into the body so quickly, so readily. And Dom, I got to tell you, I got a crowd of people down here at Knuckleheads, 500 block State Street, Wisconsin, State Street, Madison, that absolutely agree with me.
Well, of course they do. Those are our people. Wrapping up the Molly Beck of the Journal Sentinel today. Happy 420 to all of you. Wisconsin is in the minority of states that have not legalized marijuana use in some form. 37 states have medical marijuana programs, including every state that borders Wisconsin except Iowa. And remember, in 2018, voters in 16 counties and 2 cities voiced support for the legalization of medical or recreational marijuana through advisory referendum questions on the ballots. They solicited opinions about legalizing personal use for adults age 21 and older. And, of course, this is what the majority of the people want. This is the 420 day. This is why we're celebrating. This is why Crudy is at Knuckleheads. Come on, people. Robin Voss, this is no great step of leadership. Devin LeMahieu, are you kidding me? 80% of the people want the thing that you are, what, negotiating with your own caucus to provide? I mean, how hard does this have to be? It's medical marijuana. And of course, my brain does hurt, so I'm getting some of that if they pass it. And of course, that's what they're all concerned about.
You're probably going to self-medicate, you felon in waiting, because under current policy, the possession of an ounce of marijuana in the state of Wisconsin still could be construed or charged as a felony.
Well, and certainly a second possession, regardless of the amount, to my understanding, based on my previous run-ins with law enforcement on this issue when I was a younger man, one time you can get a misdemeanor, first time misdemeanor for a joint. Second time, technically, they could charge you for the same size joint, for a joint. Two times, right? One joint, misdemeanor. Second joint could be a felony. Now, with the practicality, would they do that? Probably not. But it's there. The fact that they can even hang it over your head, of course, that's the other side, or at least a big part of this, is the racist part, right? Right? The unequal judicial end results of how drug enforcement laws occur in this country. And we've seen it from A to Z. There's lots of social media stuff on that out there today. But the disproportion in effects of law enforcement showing up and enforcing what? Oh, it smells like weed in here, especially if you're young black kids. Well, forget it. You're definitely getting it. And if you have any white and a few bucks in your pocket, well, you probably won't be charged with that felony. So there's lots of reasons to address this here in the state of Wisconsin. And $166 million in tax revenue is estimated by the Evers administration. I concur. I would say I would submit it's more than that. It's probably more like Colorado, $200 million, for example. $20-30 million at least on bordering counties in the state of Wisconsin going over to Illinois. And that's not, it doesn't include the UP and Michigan. They got lower tax rates on their weed, and they have greater quantities that you can purchase as an out-of-stater. At least that's what I've been told.
Dom, I've never seen an occasion when a cop would not have probable cause to search you.
Come on, man. It's like pulling over Willie Nelson's tour bus. You know, it's a guarantee hit. But aren't we getting past that, though? And this is the point. If you have 80% of the population wanting something, want at least recreational, you know, 60-plus percent, 80% want medicinal and 60-plus percent want recreational, What do we have this bottleneck? Why are these Republicans even hesitating? What kind of debate is actually going on? This is something that their constituents want. You don't get 80% of the population of the state of Wisconsin wanting medicinal marijuana if a bunch of Republicans and libertarians and independents and socialists also want that. You don't get those numbers. So they're what, negotiating with themselves? This is a no-brainer. The only reason I can think that they wouldn't do it because they want to somehow try to hang something over Tony on the budget.
You know, Dom, I think Willie Nelson's down here at Knuckleheads, the 500 block of State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. If you're not down here yet, they're giving away a super cool vape machine at 420. We're going to meet, Seth, one of the knuckleheads, the manager down here. And, Dom, we are going to celebrate the 420 holidays. Only the Devil's Advocates can get special deals. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you. Come on down to Knuckleheads and join us. I ought to be here for a bit longer. Dom, back to you.
All right, Crudy, co-reporter out on the road doing all the fun stuff, hanging out at Knuckleheads in Madison on 420. I don't know how you get the soft gigs like that, man. Oh, that's right. I know who assigns those. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Happy, happy 420 to us all. Come back with us. Join us on the phone. We'll get to some of the politics of the day. Hell, I've been gone for over a week. Apparently, a few things have been going on since I've been gone. We got to get to the Foxy Newsies. We got to get to the Oklahoma race. Bastards. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she's back in the news as well. But come back with us, meet some of our pals over at Knuckleheads. We are the Devil's Advocates. This is the 420 Break on 420.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 38. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 59. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 34. Mid-40s Saturday and Sunday, with mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
La, la, da, 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 da. La, da, da, da.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Happy 420 to all of you out there in 420 land. We certainly do appreciate you, and we do appreciate and love celebrating this holiday. So no matter how you celebrate, make sure you do celebrate it. 420, man. Get someone to celebrate with you. Share the love. You know, safely, of course. 844-967-2789. We got Crudy out on the road doing all the fun stuff today down at Knuckleheads on State Street in Madison. Is Michael ready for us? What's going on over there? Mike, you there?
Oh, I'm ready, man.
All right, bring it, Michael. What's happening down there?
Man, they are about to give away some cool stuff down here. Knuckleheads, the 420 giveaway. They're just starting to make the announcement. So me and one of the Knuckleheads, manager Seth, we snuck back in the humidor, man. They got all the super cool stogies back here. All your smoking needs fulfilled at Knuckleheads. But Seth, first and foremost, how is the 420 holiday treating you?
It has been a great day so far. We've had a great turnout with people. A little bit of rain earlier, but that didn't dampen anybody's spirit. A lot of people coming through the shop, and we've got some really great discounts on stuff. Try and move through some old product and get some of that new stuff in that everybody's looking for.
And what are the kids looking for these days? You have legal cannabis products. So explain what that means for folks that, you know, might be a little square like dumb.
Yeah. all of the products that we sell are hemp derivatives, which means that they are taken from industrial hemp, and they are not from cannabis, which is why it is legal for us to sell them. But yeah, we have got Delta 8. We have hemp-derived Delta 9, Delta 10, and then we also have a bunch of different THCP, THC A is the newest one, and we're really excited to offer people a great variety of hemp derivatives.
Now, folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am back in the humidor just for a few minutes with Seth. Most of the crowd here is celebrating the 420 holiday. We're just finding a quiet spot for a minute. Seth, the glassware, the bowls, there's a lot more than the stuff you stick in the bowls, aren't there?
We do. We have a wonderful selection of smoking accessories for anybody who is looking to celebrate the holiday.
And we're specifically in the humidor. I know Michael, the owner here, is very proud of his cigar selection. So for those amongst us that like to partake perhaps in the golf course or, you know, wherever, tell us about some of the finer cigars carried here at Knuckleheads.
Yeah, I think right now we've got over 100 different cigars. We've got stuff from Cohiba. We've got Macanudo, Punch, Upman. We've got acids for the people that are into the aromatics and that kind of stuff. Just a great selection.
And Seth, the deals are good all year round here at Knuckleheads, right? I mean, I know 420, you get a special deal. First and foremost, some with the 420 deal. That still extends beyond 420 p.m., right?
Absolutely. We're going to be running our 420 specials today and all weekend. So absolutely, come on down, check stuff out. Our clearance section is at 75% off right now. So we're trying to move some stuff out, and we've got a great collection of disposables, flour, some edibles, and all kinds of good stuff. So come on down and check it out.
But Knuckleheads, I guess the only point, it's not a one-day-a-year store. This is your everyday store for cannabis supply products. I know a lot of our friends sneak down when it's not quite as packed with college kids, but this is a much easier-to-access location than the old Knuckleheads. It's now direct entry on the main floor. It's easy to find in the 500 block. Seth, it looks like you guys are doing a booming business down here.
We are. Moving down from upstairs has definitely made the store a lot more accessible to people. It's opened it up. We've got room to move around and show off our glass in our glass cases. So, yeah, it's been a great move for us.
Okay, one more dumb question for me. We're getting close to the state capitol. We're like four blocks away. Do you ever see any of the state lawmakers sneaking down to, you know, supply up? And let's include our Republican friends in that. Any of them come down here for their finer cannabis products?
I haven't seen anybody specifically, but I have definitely seen gentlemen and ladies in their suits and finery. So definitely, definitely somebody who has something to do with the Capitol.
Well, I'm the only guy in here right now that looks like somebody's stepdad, Dom. But we thank Seth. We thank our friends down here at Knuckleheads. We appreciate your partnership and the sponsorship. And we wish you good business here, especially on the 420 holidays, Seth. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by.
Back to you, Dom.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our pals over at Knuckleheads and Seth for having a party today, having a big sale. If you're in Madison, get down there. Knuckleheads, they have other locations as well around the state. Make sure you get out there, support our fine sponsors, support, enjoy the holiday that is the 420. And I just want to throw out there, too, there's a lot of knowledgeable people down there. So if you have questions about the different deltas and all the new stuff that's coming out, certainly feel free to go down and just ask Seth or some of the staff at Knuckleheads. They'll be happy to educate you up on it. This is a growing industry, obviously. I mean, hey, who knew weed sells? But we have to, because of the way things are in the state of Wisconsin, go through this delta, these hemp products that they use to provide the delta versus regular cannabis. It's kind of a workaround, perhaps, but these are fully legal products. You can buy them in the state of Wisconsin. You can consume them in the state of Wisconsin. Certainly don't want to be, driving or using equipment, those kinds of things. You still be get in trouble for intoxication. Be
not,
safe out there,
yeah,
folks.
This is not your mom's CBD. I'm telling you. I'm telling
no.
you.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Evan. It is not. It is for adults. So I'll make sure you use it wisely, just like anything else. Be responsible. And if you have the opportunity to not be responsible, make sure you have responsible people around you. So thank you, Seth. Thank you, Knuckleheads. Come back with the Devil's Advocates. We're going to take some of your calls, 844-967-2789. It is the 420, but there are some politics, and I've been jonesing, man. I've been gone for over a week. I got a lot to say, and now you people are going to hear about it. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates, on 420. Where else would you rather be? Celebrate the holiday with us, 844. 96 party. We'll be right back.
And I'm from East Palmdale. East Palmdale. All the time weed I be smoking is bomb as hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So all of you skins, please give me more hair.
What are we going to do to protect the American people and their democracy from this kind of thing?
Smoke
in the future.
Back in Nudos. Maybe even toss a disc around.
WAUK 540 AM. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is asking that people do not start conducting impromptu searches for missing 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan on their own. Instead, please contact the Sheriff's Office at 715-261-2100 if you have any information or have had contact with her in the last 2 weeks. Deputies say there are suspicious circumstances surrounding the Weston woman's disappearance. Have you noticed missing signs in the town of Sharon? Portage County authorities are looking for help finding the thieves who are stealing them. 5 signs were reported missing on April 10th, including a stop sign. If you have information, please call the Portage County Crime Stoppers. More libraries in Wisconsin are giving out free state park passes. The Checkout Wisconsin State Parks program will start giving out 6,300 free passes to state parks, forests, and recreational areas starting May 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 35. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Mainly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
For Saturday's show, it's a Saturday's game. It is a 6:10 p.m. Saturday show. You know I go to a lot more concerts than to do ball games. Giving away tickets. You can listen to the Brewers here on Civic Media. The Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3, 1100 a.m. Huge signal up in the Fox Valley, of course. Also on WRCE News and Richland Center, 101.7 and 1450 a.m. I'm not sure what the criteria will be. Perhaps the best 420 story. I mean, it seems to be appropriate today. 844-967-2789. Let's get to him. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy 420, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, happy 420. Maybe we should play in Train to Bangkok. It's from Rush 2112. That's kind of appropriate for today. But it's interesting how the Republicans refuse to do this, even medical marijuana. And they also refuse to take up the insurrectionist from, I think, the third that says, well, we can put an exception into abortion for rape and incest and the life of the mother, but our Republicans don't want to do that either, really, to address that issue. I mean, they refuse to address any issues that people really care about. And let's remember that the only reason they're in power is because they've gerrymandered stuff, because we are not really, we are a very light, a more of a bluish purple state than a purple state, and we just, you know, have to keep reminding the Republicans of that, that don't use their power because of the gerrymandering.
Well, and we do remind them, and thanks for the call, Mark. And specifically, if you look at the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, they were reminded again. I did find this one a little weed story. You know, it just happens to be 420. And what do I find? A raw story. Listen to this one. Trust me, it's got something to do with weed, so you're going to enjoy this. And it has something to do with these terrible Republicans from Tennessee. Here's the headline. Teen intern alleges aggressive harassment by Tennessee Republican who voted to expel Democrats. Oh, really? Yeah, trust me. Bear with me. One of the Republican House leaders who voted to expel three Democrats over a gun violence protest was recently found guilty of sexually harassing at least one teenage legislative intern by a secret ethics investigation. State Rep. Scotty Campbell. What's up, Scotty? Scotty, he's the vice chair of the House Republican Caucus, suffered no consequences for making extremely vulgar comments and making inappropriate advances toward the 19-year-old intern, and a panel comprised of two Republicans and two Democrats concluded he had violated the policy against workplace discrimination and harassment. Here's what Scotty said. I had consensual adult conversations with two adults off property. I think conversations are consensual once that is verbally agreed to. If I choose to talk to any intern in the future, it will be recorded, Scotty Campbell said. No. A family member shared with the TV station an email from the victim who declined to comment on the report that provided a detailed account to officials at her university about her experiences with the GOP leader. Hey, I got a great intern opportunity for you. You can intern with the Tennessee GOP. What could possibly go wrong? Apparently, provided a detailed account to officials at her university about her experiences with a GOP leader, who she said made sexually explicit comments about her and another intern he'd been walking with her into the Capitol Towers apartment building. Campbell made the comments about how he was in his apartment imagining that we were all performing sex acts on one another and how it drove him crazy knowing that was happening so close to him, the woman said. I uncomfortably explained that was not happening, and he insisted that he knew it was and asked me to tell him about it. Ew! Oh, I mean, gross. Yeah, yes. Great. Can I intern with the Tennessee GOP? Raw story continues. The woman explained the other intern was simply her friend and Campbell, a former talk radio host. Oh, no. Scotty Campbell, a peer in the industry? No, a former talk radio host described how sexually attractive he found her. And he made other comments about being very, very lonely and asked questions she found inappropriate. Scotty Campbell, you're alone? Weird. Shocking. He proceeded to ask how many men I slept with, she told university officials. I told him zero, and he insisted that I was lying and told me not to lie. Don't you lie. He then proceeded to ask how many women I've slept with and said he bets girls go crazy over me. He then offered, here we go, folks, it's 420. This is why I'm bringing it up. He then offered to give her cannabis gummies to see her tattoos and piercings, and then begged for several hugs when she declined.
Bro, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm pretty sure Tennessee does not have like full-on recreational. I mean, maybe they have some medicinal, but is he giving away his medicinal cannabis? Even if they have it, if they don't, are you telling me that a state Republican lawmaker, while trying to groom a 19-year-old, I guess 19, they're old enough. Are you too old to be groomed when you're 19? I don't know all the creepy GOP, you know, slinker rules.
They probably have rules too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Can I have a hug? I'm sorry. You want some gummies? A hug? What? It continues. I was getting progressively more afraid and uncomfortable, she told university officials. He then reached out his hand toward me and grabbed me around my neck. I recoiled, and I said I felt sick and immediately left. That was the last night I ever spoke or saw him. I blocked his number after that. Taxpayers paid an unspecified amount to protect the intern by moving her from an apartment building where the legislator also lived into a downtown Nashville held hotel and shipped her furniture to another part of the state while she completes her internship. But Campbell denied the woman's allegations. So we're going to move you out of the place and ship your stuff over there, but nah, nothing happened. That's not true, Scotty Campbell, former radio guy, insisted. And the TV station reported that he quietly answered yes when asked if the woman was making up the claims. However, the victim's email says she was told Campbell had, quote, admitted fully to his guilt. And Connie Ridley, director of legislative administration for the General Assembly, provided a memorandum from his personnel file to the TV station, but said legislature policies prohibited her from sharing additional information. Quote, no information concerning the complaint, investigation, lawsuit, or implementation of corrective action will be released to anyone not directly involved in such a matter. Ridley said the legislature will comply with the confidentiality provisions of the workplace discrimination and harassment policy, as reported at the Raw Story. You know, workplace discrimination and harassment, like sexual harassment from a creepy Republican offering cannabis gummies to see your tattoos and piercings. And how many women you slept with? I bet you drive them crazy. I mean, this is what the GOP, now the projection and the bravado of these guys, it's pretty terrible. And let's not forget, this is one of the guys who voted to expel the Democrats who were protesting because, I don't know, there's been no movement on gun safety in this country, barely. And you know, kids are getting shot and killed and maimed for no apparent reason. And let me just do a little side thing here about the gun thing. You know, technology is a bitch. And there's going to be a time probably very soon, in our lifetime, certainly, we're going to be able to, you know, consolidate a weapon and some sort of energy weapon, whatever. I don't care what you call it. It could be a machine gun, automatic, right? You don't get the Tommy gun, right? You can have guns, you can defend yourself, but you don't get Tommy guns. Why? Well, because they spray and they're all over the place. They're like a hose. It's not safe, right? It's a terrible weapon, and that's why you don't get a Tommy gun. You don't get Tommy guns, people. I don't see all you AR-15 folks, and I've shot the guns, don't have one. They're very lethal. They're point and click. I get it. That's kind of the problem. See, if the weapons get continually more and more and more sophisticated and efficient, well, what are they for? Well, they're efficient killing machines. That's kind of the point. They're weapons of war. You can't have all sorts of weapons of war. You can't have a automatic M16, right? You can't have that. Can't have an automatic M16. I know it might drive some people crazy at some point. So we have different regulations on guns that we already can't have. So I don't see people standing up and saying, "Here, you know, take my Tommy gun out of my cold, dead hands." So there's already an acknowledgement, even in the arguments of the pro Second Amendment. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the gun porn people acknowledge, because I don't hear them saying they want the Tommy gun. But at some point, as the technology and the way we, you know, kill each other, I mean, man, we have a hell of a way. Humanity is great at effing each other and killing each other. I mean, that drives pretty much all technology. So on the killing each other side, if you have, somebody has a bad day and they can, get a weapon called a widget and press the button and say it just, destroys a square block. Well, you think that's problematic? Well, probably, right? Well, I'm self-defense. It destroyed a square block, in the direction I was pointing it, but not me. Well, would you want that kind of a weapon in the hands of someone who just, maybe had a bad day? Because you can't take those things back. You see what I'm saying? So at some point, the argument, the gun is right to bear arms, right? Well, that's all sorts of things. Those are knives. Those are guns. And those are going to be something that we haven't even invented yet. And at some point, that question is going to be not about necessarily a gun, quote unquote, the arm. It's, well, if something is so lethal and so dangerous and is guaranteed to do its purpose in the most efficient way possible, well, you're going to put that in the hands of untrained people who may not have the emotional ability or physical ability to have that responsibility. I think not at some point. At some point, it's going to be less about the AR-15 or the magazine size, more about, well, this, you can have it uses energy, you use electricity, however you want to generate your new weapon of the future that everyone's going to want because it's going to be so lethal and devastating to their enemies. Well, yeah, for the battlefield, perhaps, but not for the guy down the hall, not for the disgruntled employee, not for the person who was bullied as a child, or whatever the reasons are that people have where they come out and they use these weapons, or because they're gambling. The guy in Vegas, right, unloading on the concert down below, killing 50, 60 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if he could have killed 500 or 1,000? I mean, what if he had the ability, some sort of shoulder harness, something that could have wiped out the entire thing? Is that too much then? Because then the question is, what's too much? What is too much? And we're there. I mean, our technology has advanced beyond seemingly our mental capacity to deal with it. If any jackass with a bad day can blow up an entire block or a house or whatever, well, those things seemingly should not be available to them because you can't take it back. Now, maybe if you have a handgun, you have a shotgun, yes, you can still cause those kinds of damage. You can still defend yourself, but you're not going to take the world with you. And as I dealt with some anger issues when I was a younger man, and I got to tell you, there's some people, sometimes you get them in the right spot, and they will take the world with them. I will take the world with me. If this is what's happening to me, I'm going out, and I'm taking y'all with me. Or I'm going to go out, and I'm going to kill those kids in that school. I'm going to shoot those people in that religious organization, or I'm going to blow up those people in that sporting game. If people have the mindset like that, and they also combine that with the ability to do it, well, that's where the devastation comes from. I mean, you can be mad as hell, but if you got a shotgun, you're not going to kill 100 people. You might kill several, but you're not going to mow down hundreds of people like the guy in Vegas did. So it's just going to get more efficient, more deadly, and more controversial. So really, we have to really consider as humanity what our limitations are. So anyway, sorry to go on a rant there, but I've been thinking about that a little bit. Hey, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Happy 420.
Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows around 38 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 34. Turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join me on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy's on the road heading back to the studio. He'll join us in the happy hour on this 420. And I know we want to try to get some a lot of Wisconsin local stuff in the first hour, but I want to give this one some time, this Cleta Mitchell story. It's starting to blow up a little bit. I remember Cleta Mitchell was an attorney. She was on the Georgia phone call, you know, find me the 11,780 votes phone call. She was a partner at the law firm of Foley and Lardner. She resigned shortly thereafter that and started this election integrity thing. We got some audio from her, and she references Wisconsin. So that will be important, but I don't want to let that one breathe a bit. But while I was in Rome, Italy, what a gorgeous country. I did see a few headlines, and this Oklahoma thing got me. And I mean, really got me in the gut. Some county commissioners and Oklahoma sheriff, you know, talking trash about murdering journalists and hanging and beating up, you know, black folks. According to MSNBC from today, Oklahoma's governor, at the urging of protesters, has called for multiple county officials to resign after they were recorded talking about hanging black people and killing a journalist. I mean, why would you want to resign? You're only in law enforcement. Here's a quote from NBC on Monday. The governor of Oklahoma has called for the resignations of the sheriff and other top officials in a rural county after they were recorded talking about beating, killing, and burying a father-son team of local reporters and lamenting they can no longer hang black people with a damn rope. Governor Kevin Stitt called for McCurtain County Sheriff Kevin Clardy, County Commissioner Mark Jennings, Sheriff's Investigator Alicia Manning, and Jail Administrator Larry Hendricks to step down after the McCurtain County Gazette News published an article over the weekend about what was captured on the recording. As of yesterday afternoon, only Jennings had resigned. Jennings was the county commissioner. In one of the recordings, an official identified by the McCurtain County Gazette News as Jennings bemoans the job of modern-day sheriffs and speak fondly of the time when he says officials could mete out harm against black people. We have a couple of clips here, and it's Southern accent, folks, so you know, take a time, listen to it. You'll get the gist. Let's hear cut number one, if you would, please, Evan.
It's both disturbing and offensive.
About your job. I heard the other day, said, I heard 10 or 12 people going to the sheriff. I said, let's get 20. They don't have a clue what they're getting into.
Yeah. Oh, it, yeah.
Not but just saying names.
But everybody.
I want to tell you something. If we're back in the day, would they not, would Alan take a damn blackjack, whoop their ass and throw them in the cell? I'd run for sheriff.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that no more.
I know. Take them down here on Mud Creek and hang them up with a damn rope.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
The thing about it is,
they got more rights than we got.
So if it was hard to distinguish, they're talking about how many people are running for the sheriff position. And he says, you know, they have no clue where they're getting into. Because nowadays, of course, you can't just, go and lynch a black person. You can't just go and, murder journalists. It's frowned upon. Again, the quote, if it was back in the day when Alan Martian would take a damn black guy and whoop their ass and throw him in cell, I'd run for effing sheriff, Jennings said. Now, this is a county commissioner. The county commissioner. The one who resigned. It's not like that anymore. Jennings then appears to take it a step further. Again, this is a county commissioner. Quote, I know. Take him down to Mud Creek and hang him up with a damn rope, but you can't do that anymore. They got more rights than we got. Yeah, man, the good old days when you go hang a black person just for the hell of it. But now they got more rights than you because what? Again, these are elected officials in Oklahoma. We have another cut from this. These elected officials. Play the next one, please, Evan.
Yeah, but the thing of it is,
we actually told the truth.
I've known two or three hitmen that were very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana. Because it was all mafia around Louisiana.
Yeah, but here's the reality. If a hair on his wife's head, Chris Willingham's head, or any of those people that really were behind all that, if the hair on their head got touched by anybody, who would be the bad guy?
There you go again. Now, these are some of the elected officials. I believe that was let's see if I have the names here. Mark Jennings. Now, he was the guy we talked about. Sheriff and investigator Alicia Manning. That's the one saying, right. And you're talking about harming the hair on her head. And also jailed Mr. Larry Hendricks. I know a couple of hitmen. If you get down in Louisiana, it's all mafia down there.
Real quiet guys.
Too quiet. They're not going to show them any effing mercy. MSNBC goes on to report in another recording, Jennings and other officials can be heard discussing hitmen, as we heard, and the potential repercussions of harming local journalist Chris Willingham, who previously reported on a man who died at the hospital after McCurtain County deputies shot him with a stun gun. Bruce Willingham, the publisher of the McCurtain County Gazette and Chris Willingham's father, told the AP he believed McCurtain County officials were upset over some of the outlet's coverage. You think? Willingham told the AP he's responsible for the recording, having left a recording device in the room where the county commissioner's meeting was being held. In a Facebook post shared on Monday, McCurtain County Sheriff's Office claimed the recordings, they're illegal. And without citing examples, claimed the audio had been altered. The sheriff's office said it's investigating the incident. But Bruce Willingham told the AP he consulted his attorneys to make sure he wasn't doing anything illegal by recording the officials. And some experts in Oklahoma have poured cold water on the claims of illegality. Evidently, the local officials being recorded saying embarrassing and bigoted things is becoming more of a common occurrence. Jennings is the first official to fall in the McCurtain County scandal. But stay tuned. MSNBC Jahad Jones reports. It seems likely the list will grow. Well, yeah. And what we don't hear in these particular cuts, and there's some other sound out there, but I think you get the gist of it. I'm talking about holes. Oh, we got a hole. Dig a hole. We got two empty holes over here. And the other guy says, oh, I got an excavator. I can dig a hole. And the other guy says, well, these holes are already there. What do you need a hole for? But you're gonna murder the journalist because they're reporting on your incompetence and or corruption and or racism? That's how we're doing it. And it doesn't say specifically in here, but I just don't think they're Democrats. You know what I mean? I don't think these are like Biden, Bernie folks. I don't think they're big fans of Kamala Harris.
You don't think so?
I'm guessing. I got to admit, I'm perhaps using some stereotypes, but these are elected officials. Right. They represent McCurtain County. These are your finest. This is the sheriff. This is the lawman. And these folks, and specifically, I guess this would be Jennings, lamenting the good old days when you could hang a damn black person with a damn rope. That's how they did it back in the old days. But now, all you people running for sheriff, you don't know what you're getting into. Can't do it like we used to do it. You got more rights than we do. No, they just have the same rights. They always did. We are the Devil's Advocates. Come back for the Happier Happy Hour. We're going to get into a little Cleta Mitchell. Yeah, she's the Republican for...
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.